初音ミク、You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom started going to Al-Anon family groups. I wanted a better relationship with Dad, so I asked Mom if she would take me to her Al-Anon meetings or to Al-Ateen. I'm sure glad I did. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Al-Ateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon or go to alanon.org.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
guess there's a new kind of knock. Knock, knock on my head. Knock, knock on the bed. Pull the cover, sleeping underneath the blanket of dread. Night time, right time. Every living thing, every feather finger fin. Long line, wrong kind. Minutes in between, pushes further from the sea.
WRCT here in the Pittsburgh area and internationally on the affiliate station XWLR from south of the border, 500,000 watts.
He's got a problem, but the army won't be one of them.
My head is a fright.
You can say that again. No, I don't care to.
I'm Harry High Low.
I wouldn't touch that line with a 10-foot pole.
But don't ask me why, 'cause he don't know. Like the grateful dead.
Fix my my tribe. Every hair in place, every scent divine. I make a note of the bellhop. He said your legs were fine. He said he forced you with a pair of pliers when you happened to be so fine. He didn't use the utensils that the clientele had supplied. It's such a similar story. So then you glanced over in a thigh. Every time I reach for glory, I think I'm getting such a real goodbye. The moon echo flexed, the night was inviting. Jived with a bellhop, dream walked in. He checked his breath till your legs were biting. Business smelled of formaldehyde. Smile shone as starlight, you were so sublime. He smoothed back his hair just to make an impression. The door was ajar and the laundry piled high. He entered and noticed the pair of pliers with that special something in mind. He looked at you, you looked at the pliers. That's when he noted your legs were fine. With the bellhop, make a blow top with a bottle of nails.
El sol brilla, las aves cantan y todo se siente bien en el mundo.
Hasta que cambia la estación y de pronto todo parece más oscuro, con menos vida y pierde su motivación para salir de la cama.
Si lucha contra la depresión, no está solo. De hecho, una de cada cinco personas experimenta algún tipo de depresión y no importa la época del año. Puede afectar su capacidad física o conductual de tener una vida feliz.
En la fundación de la Asociación Americana de Psiquiatría, entendemos por lo que está pensando y estamos aquí para ayudar. Nuestro objetivo es construir una nación mentalmente saludable para todos, porque usted quiere vivir su mejor vida y ser la mejor versión de usted durante todo el año. Trabajamos día a día para eliminar el estigma, combatir las enfermedades mentales y los trastornos por consumo de sustancias y promover el bienestar mental.
Si usted o un ser querido necesita ayuda, no está solo. Para más información, visite lasaludmental.org.
eyes. The eyes are shy of the mirror. Maybe the mirror finishes out of you. Then behold the abomination. Your hair. Your butchered hair. Your fallen hair. Your hair lost in legend. Your hair lost to incompetence. Failed experimentation. Psychosis. Through your own fault or through that tattooed, leering hyena in the back of you. Hi, welcome to Wound Liquor. This is Dr. Nomia. And today, we're dealing with the heartbreak of the fear of butchered hair. Has it happened to you? Of course it's happened to you. By acts of commission or omission. And, there's that resulting certain syphilitic look with butchered hair, or the rutabaga-colored hair in a failed experiment dye job. We're going to be talking more about hair-raising experiences or hair-losing experiences, too. And it's great to be with you. I welcome all of you. Thank you for listening and enjoy. We continue.
WRCT is supported by Roadhouse Cinema. Roadhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Roadhouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit their website at roadhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Deep Blues Hour. What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh. Radio Free Radio. Moths. The Mixers. Prosthetics, meaningful music, Radio Free Radio, Saturday 6 to 8 p.m. on WRCT.
el gas del amor.
See the side of a city you never expected to see before. Shocking the screen with a confidential expose of the go-go set. The lurid lives in love. The wild and wanton all-night parties where anything goes. It's bestial back streets where lust and murder run amok.
You are cheap. People are no good.
People are no good.
I hate you. You're no good. I kill you.
The thrill killers. Homicidal maniacs on a bloody rampage of horror. Hungry axes bursting for the blood of the living. Thrill killers, starring Cash Flagg as Mad Dog Click. Kill crazy psychopathic maniacs who would do anything for a kick. Maniacs with a gun. The Thrill Killers, with Liz Renee, love-starved nymphomaniac whose insatiable passions drove men to the very brink of hell. Fly with Mad Dog Click and the Head Choppers 3 as they blaze a terror trail of manipulating evil in one of the sin cities of the world. Cash Flag, Liz Renee, The Thrill Killers!
We'll be right back.
are listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
with big fat balls and skinny boys to dance, dance. And big fat balls and skinny boys are dancing. All the ladies this way, not a bad boy in dressing. Now look at here, grand old Marge Paul made a no. And every shoulder shaker starts shaking, come on. And big fat balls, skinny balls, that's all. Aye, aye.
Try the martial arts. Yeah. Hi, it's Dr. Nomia and the Scourge of the Day. This installment of Wound Liquor is the fear of butchered hair. And I'm sure that you, in your own worldly experience, have had an instance of this, maybe more than once. I certainly have. I recently, maybe about 2 years ago, had a barber that I heard all kinds of great things about. You know, I mean, just on Yelp, it was like five Yelpers or whatever they, you know, their indicators are. And it was a charming little place, very funky little place, very comfortable. And lots of nice chat with the barber. And then, you know, the haircut was good. You know, I was recommending it to my friends and everything. And then I discovered that essentially what the barber had done was taken a hunk of my hair from the back, like, you know, like how you would make a ponytail. I don't have a ponytail. I don't have that long of hair, but long enough that if you put it into a small fist, which is about what happened, you can cut it. You know, you can cut it at the root. And so it looked fashion. It looked fine. But the problem was, it was a bad haircut. They really didn't spend much time on it. And I noticed other little things. I mean, I had been to another barber previously who I really liked, but they were getting kind of expensive. And I thought, you know what? I mean, this is just a scam. It's just a barber. What is the difference between barbers, right? Except the price tag. So under great advisement, and like I said, you know, lots of Yelp murmurings and exclamations, I went, and that's what I got. I got a haircut that within like 1 month got overgrown in the most awful way. I mean, I looked like Henry from Eraserhead. I mean, it was really not a great haircut. And you know, my missus, she said, you know, she was very polite. She said, it looks good. It looks good. And then when it grew out, she kind of just said nothing except stared at it. So that big pile of Brillo pads on my hair looked really, really rank, I guess. So that was a formal barber. But, you know, heretofore, I've had, and again, I have to really search the memory banks. I mean, you know, the you know, back in the 70s, I mean, they had, like, the razor cuts, you know, and, again, very, very interesting because everybody looked like Elton John when, you know, he went through a razor cut in the 70s, or Lou Reed or somebody like that. It was really a very, very distinctive hairstyle. Did they call it feather cut? I don't know, but it was with a razor-type contraption. But how about you? I had a friend who, a female friend who went to a beautician. And this is a long, long time ago, and she got spun around in front of the mirror, and my God, she started weeping, really started wailing and weeping, and I think she even went as far as trying to litigate that bad haircut, you know, so it could be very traumatic. I mean, if you're used to yourself in a certain way, or you're allowing yourself to be like an experimental animal and have things done to you, this can happen. I mean, you know, there are all kinds of haircuts out there. Bad, good, interesting, old style. You know, a lot of the, what do they call it, the fashy hairstyles. You know, the stuff from like the 30s and 40s. I myself, that's a little bit too young for me, and I don't like the look, okay? But, yeah, when someone has it, you know, it exudes youth and waywardness and, you know, all that good stuff that connotes with hair. Yeah, so, you know, there is a burning memory, unfortunate memory, when I was a child. My dad would give me haircuts. And I mean, this was around the time when, you know, long hair was in vogue. And, you know, I was never allowed to really grow my hair that long. My dad was, you know, you stupid hippies kind of stuff, you know. But I would kind of just fake it in a way, because if you kind of took a lock of hair on either side, you know, it was sort of almost like a Hasidim kind of look. You could bring locks of your hair down like sideburns. And if your ma, or if you had a sister, I didn't have, but my ma was into the dippity-doo. Do you remember dippity-doo? It was great. It was great. It was just like applying beautiful pink glue to your hair. It was really, and really fun. It had like a very cool to the touch feel to it. But anyway, if you would dab some of that dippity-doo on your makeshift fake sideburns, it kind of looked plastered in there, like maybe at
10 or 11 years old as if you really had sideburns. So I remember a couple pictures like that where, you know, I had that kind of a, you know, mutton chop look. But of course, it didn't look like mutton chop. It looked like a little boy with fake sideburns. And then there was the time that I was really into Germanic postmodern writers. I mean, specifically Franz Kafka. And Franz Kafka, in his later years, had a very distinctive, almost pompadour hairstyle. And I really, really was a fan of Franz Kafka. I still am. He's, you know, very, very special writer to me. But when I was an adolescent, about 13, 14, 15 years old, I would take on the look of his hair. And he had, like I said, sort of a, you know, sort of a quasi-pompadour. And I would, you know, stand in the mirror and kind of feign a severe and thoughtful, reflective, and tortured look. And I'm sure it looked pretty stupid to a lot of people who encountered me back then. Anyway, let me tell you, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is your host, Dr. Nomia. And I guess we're going to take a little break here and let the humpback whales kind of just get quieter. Quiet, you humpback whales. You humpback nails. And let me tell you about the music calendar. Well, actually, the events calendar with the radio calendar to start it. And here's my old friends, the Steel City Squares. The Steel City Squares hosts monthly square dances, including April 13th and May 11th, which are way, way past us. But those dances are monthly, and I'm sure maybe in June and maybe and certainly in July, they will have more Steel City Squares events. And those dances are beginner and family-friendly. Traditional Appalachian Squares, hosting a live band and a caller. No experience is necessary. All dances are taught. Doors and potluck and open old time jam at 7, dance at 8. And that's happening at Shiloh Center, 33832 Mintwood Street in Lawrenceville. More information about Steel City Squares is posted on Facebook or email squaredancepittsburgh@gmail.com. And now let me tell you about my good friends at the Pittsburgh Banjo Club. Stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club, you dudes and dudettes, because regular rehearsal is every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and enjoy their wonderful music. Food and refreshments are available. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 20s and 30s. That sounds great.